Human mythology, folklore, and fairy tales are full of stories about someone doing a seemingly innocent thing that ends up releasing chaos and death. A common element in these stories, from Pandora's box to Humpty Dumpty, is that once it happens, it can never be fixed. The mess created when the little children opened the door to Dr. Seuss's Cat in the Hat was so deep and so big and so tall that there was no way to fix it. No way at all. Unlike other crafters of these stories, Dr. Seuss didn't want to end his story with the children in such a terrible situation, so the cat ended up coming back and magically cleaning up his own mess. But magic is hard to come by in the real world. In 1864, mining of sulfide minerals began near what is now Butte, Montana. The mine was called the Berkeley Mine, extracting minerals of a prominent vein in the huge Anaconda vein system. By 1867, rich deposits of silver were exposed in the Berkeley Mine, and in 1888, copper showed up. That became the main product the mine unearthed year after year after year, decade after decade, though lead, zinc, manganese, silver, and gold have also been produced at various times. In 1955, 2 years before publication of The Cat in the Hat, Anaconda Copper and eventually the Atlantic Richfield Company, or ARCO, started extracting the minerals more directly, digging an open pit near the Berkeley Mine shaft. By then, open pit mining was superseding underground operations all over the place. In the 50s, people were like those Dr. Seuss children, or Pandora, not quite knowing how dangerous open pit mining was. They did know that it was far more economical and much less dangerous for the miners than underground mining, so they went full speed ahead. The Berkeley pit grew to be 1 mile long by half a mile wide, with an approximate depth of 1,780 feet, a third of a mile deep, which is significantly deeper than Lake Superior at its maximum depth. As people grew more and more aware of the environmental costs of open pit mines, more and more pressure was put on Anaconda Copper and ARCO to close the Berkeley pit, which it was on Earth Day in 1982. But that did not end the problems. When the pit was closed, the water pumps in the nearby Kelly Mine, 3,800 feet below the surface, were turned off. Now groundwater from the surrounding aquifers began to slowly fill the pit, rising at about the rate of 1 foot a month. Since the pit closure in 1982, that level has risen to within 150 feet of the natural groundwater level. That water is heavily acidic. The pH is about 2.5, about the same as cola or lemon juice. That acidic water leaches heavy metals and dangerous chemicals, including copper, arsenic, cadmium, zinc, and sulfuric acid, from the rock. In 1995, a flock of migrating snow geese landed in the Berkeley pit water and died. A total of 342 carcasses were recovered. ARCO denied that toxic water caused the death of the geese, attributing their deaths to an acute aspergillosis infection. These findings were disputed by the state of Montana on the basis of its own lab tests. Necropsies showed the geese's internal organs had been lined with burns and festering sores from exposure to those high concentrations of copper, cadmium, and arsenic. Now, just last week, November 28, 2016, thousands of snow geese died in a similar event at the Berkeley pit when a bad snowstorm drove them to seek refuge in what looked to them like a lake. People tried desperately to scare them away, but thousands dropped into the water and died. We don't know yet what the final death toll is, but one news account said it as 10,000 snow geese. 10,000. The EPA has been struggling with lots of Pandora's boxes in the form of Superfund sites, each one a unique scourge. The corporations that were responsible for unleashing all the toxicity on us continue to obfuscate the problems as ARCO did the first time there was a goose die-off in 1995. That's why it's so critical to prevent corporate influence over government agencies. Cleaning up just the Berkeley pit, or even just keeping wildlife out of it, is simply impossible on any human timescale. Pandora's box is already open, and no cat in the hat is going to magically clean up the mess. Our only hope, our only defense against chaos and death, is a well-funded EPA whose only mandate is to live up to its name, environmental protection, and whose only influence on what needs to be done and how to do it is science. Thousands of dead geese in 2016 from a mine that was closed in 1982 should be more than enough warning. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.